弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
大家还记得从前边《使徒行传》十章一节到十一章十八节的经文，我们分五次时间一起温习了初代教会时期福音传向外邦的里程碑。
So, I don't know if you still remember, we spent five times in a sermon on Acts chapter 10, 1 to 11, 18, reviewing in the early church how gospel preached to the Gentiles, which is a milestone.
在第十一章十八节结束的时候，面对彼得和他一起的六个信徒亲身的经历见证。
So when facing the testimony of Peter and another six believers,
圣灵的大能如何引导催逼他们为外邦人的代表，也就是敬畏上帝的罗马军官哥尼流和他的亲朋好友施行洗礼之后。
The testimony was about the pressing of the Holy Spirit to baptize the centurion Cornelius, which is the representative of the entire Gentiles and his friends and families.
耶路撒冷那些强烈主张外邦人也必须领受割礼的门徒，圣经里边称他们是什么门徒啊？奉割礼的门徒。
Yeah, so there are some strongly advocate for a circumcision in the Bible, refer them as the circumcised believers.
那在当时他们只是勉为其难的勉强做出了让步。
And they were so, they so reluctantly compromised.
我们看那段经文的记载，这是现代中文译本《使徒行传》十一章十八节。他们听见了这话，就不再批评，都颂赞上帝，说：“上帝把因悔改而得生命的机会，也赐给了外邦人。”
So, as recorded here in the verse, here says, when they heard this, they had no further objections and praised God, saying, When they heard this, they stopped their criticism and praised God, saying, then God has given the Gentiles also the opportunity to repent and live.
Today's English version. 但是令人感到悲哀的是，他们并没有死心。
But what sad was, and they did not give up.
他们在耶路撒冷针对大使徒彼得的责难没有得逞。
Although their blame to Peter did not succeed.
然后他们就找机会，不辞辛劳的跋山涉水的远道而跑到，耶稣的信徒被称为什么？被称为基督徒的那个发源地安提阿。
So they were tirelessly and hiked far to the Christian's original place, to the Church of Antioch.
他们是不是觉得彼得他们对付不了，他们这边呢就跑到这对谁啊？刚刚起来的扫罗、巴拿巴，以及新兴起的安提阿教会的信徒。
So they were trying to play the old tricks on Barnabas and Saul and the church in Antioch.
那今天我们要学习思想的经文就是《使徒行传》十五章一到五节。
So today we're going to go through Acts chapter 15, 1 to 5.
记录的是第一世纪早期教会建立的过程中。
So it's really recorded during the establishment of the early church in the first century.
因着传福音而在教会出现的重大的争执、争论以及寻求解决的过程。
Yeah, the major arguments, debates, and the process to settle them. In the church, in the early church, for the sake of preaching gospels.
所以我称它为福音史上的世纪大辩论。
So I refer them as the century of the debate in the history of gospel.
上周我们从使徒行传十一章 19到30节了解到安提阿这个初代教会时期在外邦人中间所建立的第一间教会。
So from last week's sermon, we knew that the Antioch is the first church of Gentiles.
信徒们传福音的心智非常非常的高涨。
And all the believers had hearts to preaching gospel.
不单信而归主的人口增多。
Not only great numbers were added.
而且他们在得知天下将有严重的灾荒发生的这个事情的时候。
So when they knew there would be a famine in the world.
首创了安提阿信徒的奉献模式，是什么样的模式啊？ 还记不记得上一次？照个人的力量捐钱。
For the first time in history, they created a new mode of tithe, which is as each one were able.
然后委托他们的属灵老师和领袖巴拿巴和扫罗，将他们的捐献亲自送到耶路撒冷，交在教会的领袖长老手中。
And so they entrust their spiritual leader Barnabas and Saul to give their contributions to the church in Jerusalem.
那当巴拿巴和扫罗回到安提阿之后，在安提阿这个初代教会时期，外邦人中间首创的教会中又发生了什么事情？
So when Barnabas and Saul returned to Antioch, so what happened? What happened there?
就在这间教会，他们开启了福音海外宣教的历史先河。They
also established the historical precedent to the mission to foreign nations.
你看这段经文在《使徒行传》13章开始的部分，在安提阿教会中有几位先知和教师，他们在敬拜主进食的时候，圣灵对他们说。 你们要为我指派巴拿巴和扫罗，去做我呼召他们来担任的工作。于是他们进士祷告，给他们按手，派遣他们出去。So
here says, it's the NIV version says, now in the church at Antioch there were prophets and teachers, and while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off.
那我们看这张地图所显示的就是《使徒行传》第13章和第14章记载的巴拿巴和扫罗首开历史先河、广传福音、建立教会的海外宣教历程。
So this map recorded Acts 13:14. About the missionary trip of Paul and Barnabas in their preaching of gospels and established church in the foreign nations.
你看这里面他们从安提阿出发，到了居比路就是塞浦路斯，然后坐船到了庞菲利亚，然后呢到这边两个省，从这边建立了教会以后又返回坐船回到了安提阿。
There shows they start from Antioch to Cyprus and going up to Italy. No, I don't see that word. Anyway, so it's just as a pastor showed, and the same way return back to Antioch.
就在巴拿巴和扫罗结束了海外宣教的旅程，回到安提阿，与教会的众弟兄姐妹们兴高采烈的分享上帝怎样借着他们所行的一切事为。 更多的外邦人广开了信仰之门这样的大好消息的时候。So
right after they returned, when they were gladly shared how God used them to open the doors for the Gentiles to receiving the good news.
那在耶路撒冷针对大使徒彼得的责难没有得逞的几个奉割礼的信徒。So
those folks who criticized Peter in Jerusalem,
竟然执拗地跑到了安提阿来，
and very stubbornly came to Antioch.
将矛头指向了巴拿巴、扫罗和教会的众信徒。
And start pointing fingers to Barnabas, Saul, and the church.
从而引发了一场福音史上的世纪大辩论。
So causing the debate of the century.
那我们今天就借着《使徒行传》十五章一到五节这段经文，认识这场大辩论的上半部分。
So that's a study 1 to 5, the first half of this the great debate.
也就是辩论的起因以及寻求解决方法。
So the it's really the cause of the debate and seeking the resolution.
那下半部分，也就是《使徒行传》十五章六到21节的经文所展现出来的辩论的结果，将留在咱们下一次跟大家一起分享。
So the second half will be shared in another sermon from 6 to 21.
那首先我们就从《使徒行传》十五章一到第二节开始的部分的经文来了解一下初代教会为福音的缘故引起的争论。
So let's learn a little bit more about the early church from verse 1 to 2, and you know, the causes of the debate for the sake of gospel.
经文《使徒行传》十五章一到二节开始部分，有几个人从犹太下来，教训弟兄们说：“你们若不按摩西的规条受割礼，不能得救。”保罗、巴拿巴与他们大大的纷争辩论。
So here says some men came down from Judea to Antioch, and were teaching the brothers, unless you are circumcised according to the custom taught by Moses, you cannot be saved. This brought Paul and Barnabas into sharp dispute and debate with them.
读了《使徒行传》十五章开始的这一段经文，是不是显示给我们一个事实？
So didn't the two verses showed us a fact?
在教会里边出现争执、争论、争辩是有史以来的事情。
So since the beginning of the church, and the dispute and the argument and debates were there.
所以呢，有弟兄姐妹可能会拿着这段圣经说：“嗨，今天我们教会如果出现争执、争论、辩论的事情，应该是不足为奇的，是不是？”
So we shouldn't be so surprised. You know, we have arguments, debate, and dispute today, as some of our brothers and sisters leave.
所以，请问弟兄姐妹们，教会出现争执、争论、争辩，一定是有原因的。
So the question is this: so there must be a cause for any argument or debate or dispute.
有了原因，一定会有结果。
But if there is a cause, there will be an effect.
那这其中最最重要的是什么？是我们要如何面对。
So the most critical for us is how we are facing those disputes.
然后我们里面要清楚。这个争执、这个争论、争辩，要朝着什么样的方向去发展
？And we should be crystal clear and how to lead to the result of this dispute.
这是我们今天要思想的。
And those are the question we should think.
那现在我们来看经文。
So let's look at the scripture.
第一节有几个人？指的是什么人
？So here says some men,
从犹太下来
，came down from Judea.
他们到安提阿教会就教训弟兄姐妹说：“你们若不按摩西的规条受割礼，不能得救。”
So they were teaching, unless you were circumcised according to the custom taught by Moses, and you cannot be saved.
听这口气，那就应该是前面经文。我们几次碰到，也是刚才提到的，是一帮什么人啊？什么人？奉割礼的门徒。
So based on the tone of their voices and the way they delivered the message, so we knew they were the same folks, those circumcised believers.
那经文这说他们从犹太下来。
Here says they came down from Judea.
一般说犹太指的就是犹太地，指的就是哪儿啊？耶路撒冷。
So usually when they say Judea, often they refer to Jerusalem.
大家仔细想一想，作者在这里为什么不说他们是从耶路撒冷下来？
So we can. The question was why the author did not say they actually came down from Jerusalem.
我比较同意一个说法。So
one explanation I agreed.
说如果作者写了说有几个人从耶路撒冷下来。
So it said, you know, in the scripture, it was said in the scripture said they were came down from the Jerusalem.
恐怕会让读者误以为他们是耶路撒冷派来的人。
So the audience may misunderstood. They were actually sent by the church at Jerusalem.
或者是误解他们是耶路撒冷指派来的发言人代表。Or
believed whatever they say would be represent the you know the church.
所以就是说，有几个人从犹太下来。
So here it says some men came down from Judea.
事实上，从后面的经文可以了解到，他们只是耶路撒冷教会中以个人名义来到安提阿教会的几个极端保守的信徒。
So from the later on, we actually knew they were actually came down individually, and only are the few who still hold tight of the Judaistic practices.
所以我们要警惕，我们在读圣经的时候，跟我们今天都有关系的。我们如果看到教会有的时候会可能会出现争执，那跳出来这个人，是不是代表了教会，还是他个人？
So the lesson learned for today was if there were any dispute today in the church, and the question we need to ask is this person is on he or her, his or herself, represent himself or herself, or they represent the church.
他们下来下到哪儿了？所以从前面经文我们知道，他们下到安提阿来了。
Yeah, so they came down to Antioch.
那刚才我们从13章1到3节了解到，圣灵感动他们，就是感动安提阿教会，差派巴拿巴和扫罗外出宣教。 向外邦人传福音并建立教会。
So you know, we read several verses about they moved by the Holy Spirit, and Paul and Barnabas were appointed to start a missionary trip to establish churches.
在14章的时候，他们就结束了这个宣教旅程。
So in chapter 14, they finished their trip.
我们看现代中文一本《使徒行传》14章27节。 他们回到安提阿，就召集教会的弟兄姐妹，向他们报告上帝怎样借着他们工作，怎样为外邦人开了信仰之门。Here
it says, when they arrived in Antioch, they gathered the people of the church together and told them about all that God had done with them and how he had opened the ways for the Gentiles to believe.
那就在巴拿巴、扫罗与众弟兄姐妹们处在兴奋 快乐的这个时候,
just when Paul and the brothers and sisters and Barnabas they were extremely glad.
突然有几个人从犹太京城，那相比咱们今天的，就好像有几个人从芝加哥来到咱们教会。So
there are a few actually came from the capital, from just probably similar. Some folks from Chicago came to South Bend.
耶路撒冷，哇，那是教会的发源地。So
Jerusalem is really the origin place of the churches.
他们跑到安提阿教会，就站在前面大声的教训弟兄姐妹。And
they were standing in front of the congregation and started teaching.
你们若不按摩西的律法的条规受割礼，你们就不算得救。And
so you must be circumcised based on the custom of Moses. Otherwise, you won't be saved.
弟兄姐妹，我们可以设身处地的思想一下当时的状况。So
we probably could imagine what happened back then.
对于那些刚刚信主、热情高涨，但是呢，可能 信心还不够坚定的那些非犹太人基督徒而言。
So to the new believers who very enthusiastic, but probably have a very small faith.
有一群来自耶路撒冷京城的信徒往这一站，我从小就是利未人，我的祖祖辈辈都是神拣选的人，我生长在耶路撒冷，我受教育在什么什么，现在我要教训你们。
There were people with their background, belong to the tribe of Levi, and have the very tradition to understand the Bible and the Judaistic practice, and they were standing in front of the congregation and start teaching.
这种傲慢武断的教训
So this arrogant and arbitrary teaching,
会在教会产生什么样的后果？
So what kind of effect that brought to the church?
那这样的话，是不是就意味着以后，巴拿巴、扫罗还有教会的众弟兄姐妹们，如果去国外、去海外传福音的时候，手里腰里要别个刀子
？So does that mean, from this time, the moment on, when Barnabas and Paul went on the missionary trip, and they have to bring knives with them?
相信耶稣的生命得救
，to believe the Lord Jesus Christ and you, you will be saved.
但是你必须得隔离，还拿个刀子。
But however, you must be circumcised first.
这不把人都吓跑了。
So that probably will scare everyone away.
所以我们今天的经文《使徒行传》第十五章第二节的开始部分说，保罗、巴拿巴与他们大大的纷争辩论。
Yeah, so that's why in verse 2 it mentioned it caused a great debate from Barnabas and Paul.
大家注意这个纷争这个词。
So I want to call special attention to the word dispute.
它的本意是意见不合而起了冲突。
So the meaning of that is the conflict caused by different opinions.
意见不合，所以用纷争这个词儿是不是不太到位？
So if we're only talking about the different opinions, we use such a big word.Maybe this is not fitting. It fit very well.
我们看几段其他的译本，新汉语译本说保罗、巴拿巴跟他们起了很大的分歧和争议。
So in the several translations in Chinese, in the new Chinese translation, here only said they have arguments.
还有一个新译本说保罗和巴拿巴与他们大大的争执辩论起来，不是纷争。
So here another version is the modern translation. Here said they are actually having debates and arguments.
看现代中文译本，为了这个问题，保罗和巴拿巴两个人跟他们发生了剧烈的争辩。
So the new translation only say they have very intensive argument, very fierce argument.
所以我们想请问，保罗、巴拿巴为什么要与那些来自于犹太京城耶路撒冷的奉割礼的门徒进行剧烈的争辩
？So the question was why Paul and Barnabas actually went into a very sharp dispute with those circumcised believers？
首先，安提阿教会这群以外邦人为背景的信徒是由保罗和巴拿巴。亲手栽培起来的。
And we all know the church was nurtured. All the believers were nurtured by Barnabas and Saul and Paul.
那这些信徒在信仰上刚刚起步。
And they were the new believers.
保罗和巴拿巴不愿意他们遭受伤害，尤其在信心上。
And they did not want those teaching actually hurt or discouraged them.
在信心上遭受伤害
，so the faith was damaged.
结果是什么
？So what the result would be?
灰心呐、
啊。It'll be very very discouraged.
第二， 那几个京城来客，他们来到教会以后，首先应该怎么样啊？应该跟教会的领袖保罗、巴拿巴，以及其他的那些领袖，他们首先接触。
So what those folks should be doing, they should have really met with the leaders of the church.
跟他们协商。
And have some conversations.
用咱们今天的话，我们一起祷告。
So use today's terms, they should be together and pray.
然后找出合适的方法来。
And find the best solution.
所以无论如何，他们这样直接的接触、直接的指责教会的会众，所导致的结果，极容易造成什么呀？教会的混乱。
So what they did was openly criticizing, you know, their practices would actually will cause confusion and harm.
不单单是混乱，而是极度的伤害。
So not only those, but also extreme harm to the faith.
但是，我想讲的第三呢，就是，毕竟他们是一群相信上帝的人，是一群相信耶稣基督救恩的人。
Although the point is, although they were circumcised believers.And they were believers, and they received the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以感谢主，有一件非常值得庆幸的事情。
So there was one thing, at least of all this mess, and one thing they should be feel fortunate.
大家看出来没有？在这两节经文里边，有一件非常值得庆幸的事情，就是他们并没有到了安提阿教会以后寻找。与他们相呼应的人。
So the circumcised believer did not find people who share the same practice with them.
他们没有去找教会的领袖，也没有去各家各户的探访寻找与他们呼应的人，而是直接站在前面就说话了。
Yeah, so did not go to every family to find someone who share the same beliefs, and they only stand in front of the church and start teaching.
这样做有幸使得教会的伤害没有被扩大。
So what they did actually did not extend the harm.
所以这就是接下来的经文，为福音的缘故回应争议的事情。
So now we're going to the point B is about responding to disputes for the sake of gospel.
使徒行传十五章二节后半部分和三节。众门徒就定规叫保罗、巴拿巴和本会中几个人为所辩论的上耶路撒冷去见使徒和长老，于是教会送他们去行。
Here says, so Paul and Barnabas were appointed, along with some other believers, to go up to Jerusalem to see the apostles and the elders about this question. The church sent them on their way.
众门徒定规，定规是什么意思
？So here talk about appointed.
定规就是委任，也就是指定，也是吩咐的意思。
就是 basically they were actually asked Paul.
我们看现代中文译本，因此大家决定派保罗、巴拿巴。
So here in the modern translation, here said they decided.
那不知道大家注意了没有？经文第一节讲有几个人从犹太下来。
I don't know whether you noticed this detail here. In the verse 1, it says, some men came down from Judea.
第二节这里又提到了上耶路撒冷。
And here, they're actually going, here said they go up to Jerusalem.
安提阿城位耶路撒冷的大北边。
So Antioch is, Jerusalem is in the north of Antioch.
相距大概五百多公里，也就是三百多英里的样子。
So it's about 300 miles.
按照一般的地理常识来讲，我们怎么讲？在国内如果是从广州到北京怎么想？北上，南下广州，对不对
？So based on the normal geographical references, when we are going north, we say going up.
为什么不说从犹太？上来，我们下耶路撒冷，大南边呢
So why they didn't say they came down came up to
Jerusalem, Antioch?
Why didn't they didn't say they came up to Antioch and came down to Jerusalem?
耶路撒冷之所以被选为京城, 因为它地处于高原地带。
So the reason why Jerusalem was chosen as the capital because they're in the high plain.
海拔大概有760米, 也就是2000多英尺。
So they're above sea level about 2,490 feet.
在地理环境上, 比周围的城市地区 都高耸起来.
They're actually at a high point among the cities around Jerusalem.
所以以色列民众一想起耶路撒冷, 一想起他们称的西安, 就抬头仰望.
So when they talk about Mount Sinai and Jerusalem, and they will actually look up.
那古代安提阿城, 也就是今天的土耳其境内, 那个地区, 它今天已经改名叫安条克, 或者叫 安塔基亚, 好像中间是要去啊。
So the ancient Antioch today is actually in the south region of the Turkey, and already renamed to Antakya.
它海拔只有67米,
and there
200多英里,
and that city is about 220 feet above sea level.
67和760, 哇, 虽然在北边。
So it's 220 feet compared to
2,490 feet.
So that's really the right reference based on geography.
也是心中敬仰的说法。
So it's going up and it's also show their respect because of their beliefs.
那我们可以试想一下。 当保罗和巴拿巴与那几个傲慢武断的犹太京城来的那些奉割礼的门徒在辩论的时候,
So we can imagine when Paul and Barnabas were debating with those arrogant circumcised believers.
如果, 如果在教会中有信徒纷纷起来参与其中,
I say here if, before, There were believers joined this debate or dispute.
形成两股互不相让的势力.
So become two powers who sort of engage in the tug of war.
争辩越来越激烈.
And that will cause, intensify this debate.
人到了不冷静的光景的时候, 会出现什么情况?
So perhaps to the extent of people losing their coolness, their calm.
什么样的话语都可以从嘴巴里边，从笔头子下边，从键盘上冒出来。
So all kinds of verbiage may just come out from their mouth, under their pen, from their pen.
请问弟兄姐妹们，我们称刚刚那种叫什么？叫群众斗争，是不是？
So when we have the crowd join this debate, usually we refer them as the fight of the crowd.
群众斗争的结果能将真理辨明白吗?
So the question is really this type of debate involving a great number of church would result in truth.
群情激愤参与辩论争辩的结果往往导致的是什么？导致的就是双方的人身攻击。Now,
this type of debate involving larger number of folks usually will result in the personal attacks.
是教会的信徒互相之间受到深深的伤害。
Leading to very deep cut and wounds among the believers of the believers.
那更加受到伤害的损害的是什么？
And the most damage was
是教会的名, 是上帝的名。
Yeah, was the name of the church and the name of our Lord.
初代教会时期的安提阿教会中的初代外邦信徒, 实在是为我们今天这一群外邦信徒做出了非常好的榜样。
So actually, the early church at Antioch really were an excellent example for us today.
两个方面。
Two aspects.
首先从会众而言。
So first come from the congregation.
难能可贵的是，他们没有按照各自的感受，激动地站出来去回应。
So they did not sort of based on their own feeling and coming out to respond.
他们没有站在保罗和巴拿巴的一边，加入到那个争辩的队伍中。
They now join Paul and Barnabas to become part of the team of the debate.
出现争辩的时候，这个时候最需要什么？
So when this dispute or this debate happens, what do we need the most?
最需要的是在上帝面前恳切的祷告。
So the most needed was the prayer to the Lord.
默默的静观，等待教会的属灵带头人，等待他们去处理。
And the silent observation and patiently wait for the leaders of the church to solve the problems.
初代安提阿教会的信徒他们做到了。
And they actually did that.
第二，从领袖而言。
Second aspect from the leaders.
非常非常重要的就是保罗、巴拿巴等安提阿教会的领袖们，他们更没有说。 好，你们几个人来了，那我就去鼓动、去煽动我们教会的信徒，以示众人多势众的方式一起参与和那几个京城来客的辩论。他们没有这样做。So
Paul and Barnabas did not mobilize or encourage the believers to join them, become a larger power, and to debate with the few. Circumcised believers.
所以这是我们今天教会中信徒和领袖应当学习初代教会第一个外邦信徒为主的安提阿教会，他们处理争辩是要学习的功课。会众和领袖。Yeah,
so for both leaders and congregation, and we need to learn this from the example of the church at Antioch.
所以在保罗、巴拿巴与那几个犹太京城奉割礼的门徒争辩没有结果的情况下，他们是怎样处理的？
So since there is no result from this debate, how Paul and Barnabas solved the problem?
这就是《使徒行传》15章3节下半部分和5节说。 告诉我们的，为福音的缘故寻求解决争议。So
let's come to the third point about seeking to settle the dispute for the sake of gospel.
经文，于是教会送他们起行，他们经过腓尼基、撒玛利亚，随处传说外邦人归主的事，叫众弟兄都甚欢喜。到了耶路撒冷，教会和使徒并长老都接待他们，他们就述说上帝同他们所行的一切事。 唯有几个信徒是法利赛教门的人，起来说，必须给外邦人行割礼，吩咐他们遵守摩西的律法。Here
says, and as they traveled through Phoenicia and Samaria, they told how the Gentiles had been converted. This news made all the brothers very glad. When they came to Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church and the apostles and elders. To whom they reported everything God has done through them. Then some of the believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees stood up and said, "The Gentile must be circumcised and required to obey the law of Moses."
大家看一看，他们受差派到耶路撒冷去干什么呀？
So they were actually was appointed to
去解决福音争辩的问题。
To settle the debate.
但他们一路上在做什么呀?
And but on their way over, they.
如果今天我们是被拆派的，我们在这经过争吵的，要到一个地方去， 一路可能就在那想，气死我了，气死我了！他怎么能这样呢？你看看，早期的教会的领袖，他们一路还铭记的，所以为什么我们今天是福音的大辩论？为了福音的缘故，他们出去从安提阿、跋山涉水到耶路撒冷，路上不停地去宣扬上帝的恩典，能救一个是一个。
Yeah, so compare perhaps today, if we were seeking higher authority to settle this view, on the way over, we might still be very upset and angry. But as leaders back then, and they actually still keep in their heart the great mission and telling the stories about how the Gentiles have been saved.
他们沿途不但是随处传说外邦人归主的事，不但受到热情的招待，而且众教会的众弟兄都甚欢喜。
So those are great news. They spoke everywhere, was gladly received by the brothers and sisters.
即使说明耶路撒冷和整个犹太、撒玛利亚以及周边地区的教会，那这些教会的信徒以什么为主啊？犹太全地、撒玛利亚，要么呢是以犹太族裔，要么呢是半犹太人。我们说撒玛利亚地区的。
So this illustrated, in that region, and many of the church believers had a background, being a Jew or half Jew.
就说明犹太地区、撒玛利亚地区那些犹太背景的信徒、半犹太信徒的背景，大多数已经欢喜的接受了外邦人归信耶稣基督这样一个事实。
So
归信了这样的福音事工。
So which means they already received and accept the Gentiles as the believers.
固然如此，但他们到了京城以后，第五节经文他讲的，唯有几个信徒是法利赛教门的人站起来说话了。
Even with the majority of folks received them, and there's still a very small number of folks, as shown in the scripture.
所以唯有就说明他们人数不多。
So here it says, then some of the believers, which means they're a minority.
虽然他们人数不多，但是请问弟兄姐妹们，法利赛人的背景是什么？
Although they were small in number, but we look at this party of Pharisees.
法利赛人他们是教法师，是旧约圣经的专家。
So the Pharisees were the teachers of the law, and they were the experts of the Old Testament.
在当时他们是大学问家。
And they were scholars.
他们和祭司和利未人曾经是，或者依然还是耶路撒冷京城里边受过教育的权高位重的以色列犹太民族的人上人来。
So they were a group of the upper class, along with the Levites and the great the priest, and they were highly educated and really authoritative folks.
这些人能够相信耶稣基督，那我们是不是要高喊哈利路亚？
So when those people actually receive the Lord Jesus, we should all shout out Hallelujah.
但是做了耶稣基督的信徒，进入教会之后，
but when they become believers, become part of the church,
当他们这些人面对彼得、面对雅各这些用我们今天的叫斗大的字不识一声的一个小民出身的，却是使徒长老的这些人，他们这里面怎么去面对这些人？
So how they actually sort of face those illiterate, such as Peter and James, who are actually, are just really from the common class.
他们容易顺服，容易服从吗？
And the question is, was easy for them to obey?
我相信那是一个非常困难的功课。
I believe that must have been very tough lesson.
从他们在《使徒行传》十一章与彼得的争辩， 在十五章这里与保罗和巴拿巴的争辩，在以及十五章后边接下去的经文中，他们再一次面对彼得和雅各众圣徒，在他们面前那些争辩，就证明。
So based on the several verses in the Acts, you know, what we learn from chapter 11 and here at 15, and later on, and they come back to Peter and James, and all these arguments.
虽然是在教会里边未有几个，但是他们是一帮非常强势，而且在教会里边说话声音非常大的信徒。
So they were, although a few number, but they're definitely a very aggressive and probably a big mouth.
第五节所显示的就是他们的态度是极端的强硬。
So here they show their attitude was very tough.
你看他们所使用的，他使用那个语言是军队里边指挥官下达命令的军事用语。必须给外邦人行割礼，吩咐他们遵守摩西的律法。
So here they actually use a sort of military command terminology here. They say the Gentile must be circumcised and required to keep the law of Moses.
所以在旧约时代，上帝把犹太人从外邦人中间分别出来。
So when in the Old Testament, God actually separated the Jews from the Gentiles.
也就是说，带他们从埃及出来以后，到迦南地的时候，给他们颁布了摩西的律法。
So when they lead them out from Egypt and went to the land of Canaan and give them the law of Moses,
要他们去遵守，他们好好的遵守了没有
？And but the question was they did not really obey those laws.
不让他们把女儿嫁给外邦人，不让他们的儿子娶外邦人，他们不但做，而且他自己还娶了呢。
So they now told them not to enter into intermarriage with the Gentiles, and they not for their offsprings. They not only did that, and themselves also marry.
然后因着他们对家人的爱，就跟随他们的信仰。
So because of love among their own family members and leading their own beliefs.
所以上帝在旧约圣经中借着一而再再而三的给他们强调律法，他们却一而再再而三的悖逆，而且上帝又教训他们。他们实际上给我们今天的人写下了一个非常非常清晰的一个见证。
So through this, giving the law and disobeying the law and back and forth, and they actually became a living testimony for us today.
是上帝管教他的子民的一个缩影。
So it's a story, it's essence of Lord discipline their children.
这也是为什么。耶稣基督以他自己的流血牺牲以及复活的大能赐下了福音。
So that's why demonstrate why the Lord through self-sacrifice and giving these salvation.
耶稣所赐下的是永不改变的救恩。
And that is everlasting salvation.
那因着这个救恩就打破了犹太人和外邦人之间无形的那个墙。
Yeah, this new salvation definitely torn down the wall between the Gentiles and the Jews.
所以虽然耶路撒冷圣殿已经消失了，旧有的圣殿的制度也废除了。
Yeah, we all know the Holy Temple was gone, and the procedures and were also abolished.
即便是接受了主耶稣基督的救恩，成为了信徒的一些犹太人。
Although those folks became the believer,
他们的心中因着律法所造成的那个外邦人和犹太人之间，因为他们的律法就是告诉他外邦人遭遗弃，犹太人以色列人得拯救，像这样一堵墙，仍然还。 还在坚固在那。
And because of the law, and there was still a wall in their hearts, and this law really still, you know, teaching. They believe, and they were the saved, and the Gentiles were the one were gave up by the Lord.
所以，通过《使徒行传》十五章一到五节的这段经文，让我们看到了那几个犹太京城奉割礼的门徒，那几个原属于法利赛教门的信徒，他们所高举的是什么？高举的是摩西的律法，实际上他们是在阻挡上帝的救恩。
So from those verses, we saw, and those few circumcised believers, they're actually exalted, still exalted the law of Moses, and what they did was actually become the obstacle of the Lord of the Lord's salvation.
他们是在阻挡耶稣基督的福音，往普天下广传。传向万民的这样一个圣功
and they become the obstacles to really having this gospel reaching the end of the world and to received by all nations.
所以这也提醒我们，在今天教会生活中，我们会不会因为自我的固执己见
？So the lesson for us today is in our church life. So do we actually because our own stubbornness?
我们会不会自我对圣经理解的偏见而不知
？So the stubbornness caused our sort of departure from the right understanding of the Bible.
最典型的例子呢，就是当有人对教会的某项事工的决定要坚持自己的意见的时候。
So the classical example was will be you know, when someone still firm of their own opinions towards some of the decisions made by the church.
或者是对某一个弟兄姐妹的做法有意见，或者是被对方得罪而准备起来反击的时候。
Or have different opinions from the other brothers and sisters, and or trying to deal with the offenses, the offenses.Of brothers and sisters.
除了找出各种理由之外呢，就在圣经中找武器。
So not only come up with many reasons, but also trying to find verses.
首当其冲的，许多时候我就看到搬出来有一些圣经是什么说，爱里没有惧怕。
So often, from my experience, people will, you know, sort of use this verse. Says there's no fear in love.
以爱上帝、以爱教会为借口，然后呢，就从他的嘴里、从他的笔下、从键盘上向对方发出了谴责、声讨，甚至更加严厉的话语。
So use this as excuse, loving Lord and loving church.And whether from their mouth or from their pen or from the keyboard, and they're started criticizing, you know, the other believers.
初代教会时期那些奉割礼的门徒，那些法利赛教门的信徒，一定认为他们爱上帝，他们爱教会，他们是严格遵守上帝律法的楷模。
So.We all know those few circumcised believers, the party of the Pharisees, they must have believed they love the Lord and they obeyed the law.
所以他们在爱里不惧怕。
And they were exemplary among the others, so they have no fear in love.
其实约翰一书四章十八节这里的惧怕这个词呢，一方面具有威吓。具有惧怕的含义。
So, from this First John, chapter 4:18, the fear here, at one hand means fear.
另外还有一个重要的含义，就是对上帝、对人的敬重、尊重的含义。
There's another layer of meaning is actually the respect to the Lord and to God and to people.
所以，当我们了解了这段经文前后的意思之后。预备张开嘴，拿起笔，敲击键盘， 向教会的弟兄姐妹发起攻击的时候，你如果仔细的读这一段经文的上下文的时候，你会不寒而栗的。
So if we really understand the context of that verse, and you know, when people are using this verse as a weapon to criticizing others, and they all probably should really be feared.
在结束今天讲道之前，我请大家现在静心的听我们来读这段经文，也就是约翰一书四章十六到二十一节的经文。
So we want to ask you take a time of silence and really focus on the few verses we're going to read together.
上帝爱我们的心，我们也知道也信，上帝就是爱，住在爱里面的，就是住在上帝里面的，上帝也住在他里面。爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全，就把惧怕除去，因为惧怕里含着刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里未得完全。我们爱是因为上帝先爱我们。人若说我爱上帝却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话，不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的上帝。爱上帝的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从上帝所受的命令。
Here it says, and so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him, in them. There is no fear in love, but the perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims love God,yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister, whom they have seen, cannot love God, whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command, everyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister.
所以弟兄姐妹们，朋友们，在教会出现争执的时候，我相信今天的经文会让我们知道不要灰心，因为那就是唯有几个人，那几个人，他们代表的是个人。
So it really we want everyone here to learn if there are really any dispute, and those folks often they're only representing themselves.
退一万步来讲，他们也是相信上帝、相信耶稣的人。
So the words, I mean.The truth was, they were still believers.
另外一方面，当我们在教会生活中，如果假如我们用一段经文作为自己处理争执、辩解和支持的时候
，So if we ourselves caught in a situation, we start using scriptures.As a support to our own argument and dispute,
一定要谨而慎之的三思而后行。
So we all need to be very cautious, be careful, and give a lot of thought into it.
祷告，求上帝赐给我们智慧。
And we should pray for asking for the wisdom from the above.
是我们所说的。所做的只有一个标准，什么标准？什么标准？荣耀上帝的名，对人有好处，就是荣神益人。
So what we do, what we say, should really glorify the Lord and also bring benefits to God and brothers and sisters,
而不至于我们的言行成为福音施工的拦阻。
So we ourselves now become the obstacle for of the gospel.
不因为我们个人的话语行动，使上帝的名、教会的名受损害。
Because our own word and cause damage to the name of the church and the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.